Good morning. It's attorney Ryan McKean from Connecticut Trial Firm, and I'm here to talk to you today a little bit about brain injuries. Brain injuries are very common after car accidents, and it makes a lot of sense. Your brain moves about in the cranial cavity as your head moves forward, causing bruising and damage to the brain. And most of the time, it results in a concussion. And a concussion can really mean a lot of things. A concussion is, by definition, a mild traumatic brain injury. And here are some things that you should know. First of all, you should know that roughly 50% of the time, and these are congressional studies, studies by the Department of Defense, concussive symptoms will resolve in, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, and the person will be totally fine. But in the other half of the cases, there is lasting brain damage. And one of the things that we always recommend to folks is that they take a Rivermead test. And a Rivermead test is a simple questionnaire. It's probably about 15 to 20 questions. And what it really asks you to do is rate your baseline, where you were before the accident, to where you are now. And it rates a whole host of things, because brain injuries aren't just injuries to our brain, they're injuries to our whole person. Our brain is our computer. Our brain governs a whole host of functions. So where brain injuries, they affect every system, our reproductive systems, they affect our ability to sleep, they affect our mood, they affect our ability to think and analyze problems. They affect the whole brain and whole person, and they may have effects such as nausea that just aren't limited to the brain, because we've damaged the computer inside the brain that is running our bodies. So a Rivermead test is very useful. You may want to take it, and you may want to have somebody close to you, a spouse, a parent, a coworker, somebody who you trust who sees you a lot, because they may notice differences that you're unaware of. The test is free. It's well established in the medical literature. I'm going to link to it down below in the comments, and it'll at least give you, some idea as to what to look for. Now, with brain injury cases, one of the other things that we want to be looking for and concerned about is damage to the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is a gland that governs a whole host of hormonal functions in your brain, and it can have impacts on your sexual health. It can have impacts on your sleep. It can cause weight gain. Basically, if your hormones are out of regulation, which can happen after a concussion, after damage to the pituitary gland, it could have a whole host of consequences. And you should discuss those freely with your doctor. If you have a lawyer, discuss them with your lawyer, discuss them with your spouse, because you're not alone. Brain injuries can have very significant impacts, and you want to get your pituitary gland tested, perhaps. Talk about that with your primary care, your neurologist, and get to the bottom of it, because there are effective treatments like hormone replacement therapy that can really help folks deal with problems of damage to their pituitary gland. One of the other things that we want to talk about is that there are a whole host of imaging that can really document the injuries to your brain. X-rays and traditional MRIs do not capture all but the most severe injuries. But there are, PET scans and DTIs and machines that can really, really see in granular detail your brain and the physical impacts that it has, that an injury has on the brain on a whole host of levels. So if you're experiencing ongoing symptoms, you're really going to want to, press your neurologist or your primary care doctor to get more imaging so they can better understand what is going on and how to fix you, because that's really important. And one of the other things that you're really going to want to know about a brain injury is that Congress has done studies, Department of Defense has done studies, CDC has done studies, and I can link to them, that most folks, they don't report a brain injury until weeks, months after it happens, because it makes a lot of sense. You don't know if you're just tired. You don't know if you're just foggy. You don't know If your headache is from whiplash, there's a lot of things that you don't know. And once those symptoms resolve, you may be experiencing ongoing brain injury symptoms. So what you want to do is, if you were in an accident and it's months later, you still want to raise that to your primary care, to your neurologist. You may want to let your lawyer know, because there are tools that are out there to help folks. There are neuropsychological tools. There could be hormone tools that can really provide relief. You don't have to suffer alone. And that's what I want you to know about a brain injury from a personal injury lawyer's perspective, somebody who sees a lot of this in car accidents, truck accidents, motorcycle accidents, that these are very serious, but there are help, and I hope I cleared up some common misconceptions.